Aloha, everybody, and welcome to Spirit Chat Radio. Today I'm going to be talking about the seven stages of psychic development. The reason I wanted to do this podcast is because I get a lot of questions on people being frustrated where they are, people wondering, are they psychic? People wondering, you know, where do I go from here? I've had people even more recently that have, you know, they feel like they've studied all this stuff and they're trying to take their development further, but only to feel stuck or blocked. And I thought that it was good to go through the seven stages of psychic development. So for a couple different reasons. One, so you can see where you're at. And two, so that you could understand that there basically are stages of psychic development. Even though, again, we're born with a natural ability to be psychic and have our psychic senses work in tandem with our physical senses, because we've been trained to brush that under the rug, because we've been trained to deactivate those senses, I guess I would say, in a way that is no longer helpful to you, when you come back around again, you many times will have to go through the seven stages as you begin to psychically awaken, spiritually awaken. You will again go through stages of psychic development if that's where you want to go, if that's what your path is. If you are choosing to develop your psychic senses further, you'll go through these seven stages. Or you might stop at a couple and just kind of hang out there. Everybody can develop their psychic senses. That's something that I do want to make clear. Even if you're even listening to this podcast and you're like, yeah, I don't know. I don't think I can do that. I've been around many people in my life who, when they first meet me, first come around, they swear they don't have any abilities. I can see that they have abilities. Most likely the abilities are frightening them or they don't have the knowledge. I never push anybody to develop their abilities, especially if they're afraid, which can also be a factor. But I usually, as they are around me, my family, and they begin to see how our thought process works and kind of how spirit is integrated into our life as part of our very much existence. We have our physical and our spiritual balance down. Then they begin to get more intrigued and more open. And what naturally happens is they begin to get not so afraid, more intrigued, more open about this life, and they're kind of just engulfed in it just because they're around us. They begin to develop whether they want to or not. It's not like they don't want to, though, you know, truthfully. They begin to develop, though, and I will see them advancing. There's one particular person who I know who is beginning to advance. I don't want to tell her about it. She'll freak her out. But she's naturally moving along in a way that I'm seeing some really cool development. And this person is even not really seeing their development. But it's interesting how you can just naturally flow through the stages and become more in tune. And it's a good thing. It's a good thing because you're going to find navigating through life's problems and even manifesting your desires a lot easier when you start working with your psychic senses and psychic development, because you naturally have the ability. It's there. And so as you begin to utilize, it's like this, again, I keep talking about spiritual tools, but it's like all these tools that you have in your toolbox, and you're just, it's, what if you went to build a house and you just used a hammer and nails and you tried to bust the boards by, you know, putting them between other boards and jumping on them. But yet you had this entire toolbox that was filled with like saws and different cutting tools and, you know, different files and a nail gun. And like you had all these other tools in this toolbox that you kind of just let sit over in the back of your truck or vehicle because you were just going to use this hammer and nails, and you were going to get this house up and you know, create this creation you wanted because you knew you had these hammer and nails, and that was just what you were given. That's really a good analogy because you actually have this. That's what it's like when I look at people. You have this huge toolbox that is filled with all this stuff that will make building this house easier. It'll make building and manifesting what you want and desire in life easier. It just really, truly will. This whole toolbox, all of you, whoever's listening, you have this toolbox. But you need to know how to access the toolbox. You need the combination to get in the toolbox. You need to have the knowledge that the toolbox is there. Then you need to have proper knowledge on how each tool will help you build this house, right? So it's very similar to that. And we're going to start with the stages now. So the first stage is basically interest. Many of you probably fall in this category now, or I definitely am sure you remember when you did fall into this category. But if you have any type of interest in psychic ability, psychic senses, a spiritual body, that is the first stage of psychic development. Interest. Your interest peaks. This is stage one. This is where your development begins. This is right at the foundation. If you have any interest, you have psychic senses. Well, if you don't have interest, you have psychic senses. Let's be real. But as far as development goes, once the interest is peaked, that is your first stage. You're beginning your journey at that moment. You are at stage one. You're beginning your psychic development journey. Then we have stage two, which usually comes, or obviously comes after stage one, which would be awareness. You know, your awareness begins to heighten some, and you start noticing things. You start noticing I'll call coincidences because that's what you guys call them, but you will begin to have these messages coming what type of awareness, you're probably wondering. I just did a show on the 11 signs of spirit, when they're trying to get your attention, that usually heightens your awareness. And so you can go back and listen to that, but it would be through things such as like numbers, coins, feathers, things like that. And then I have a whole list of them on that other podcast if you'd like to listen. But if you find that your awareness is heightened and you are more sensitive to things going on around you, you are more sensitive to what you like to call coincidences. You're more in tune to just different things happening. You're more in tune to, like, again, synchronistic numbers and synchronistic number patterns. You're more in tune to seeing coins or why is this particular bird keep showing up. Like, you're more in tune to spirit signs. You have heightened awareness when it comes to spirit signs. That is stage two. And so many people in my group are definitely in my higher purpose learning group. Well, I have an array of people who fall into the group. But a lot of times when you get into the group, people who get into my spirit, my group, they come in because of, you know, stage one and stage two of their psychic development. They're very interested in the subject. They don't believe that they have the ability or anything that really relates to that, because to them it would be too good to be true type of thing. But they're interested in it. They're curious about it. They want to know about it. They want to learn about it. And then with that, many times when they come into the group, they start talking about all these awareness things that begins to happen to them. They're starting to see numbers and coins and feathers and birds, and they're really like, what is this and what is that? And their awareness is very heightened. They're very tuned in to all this. So that would be your stage two, if you're in that stage, if you're starting to notice, your awareness is heightened and you're noticing synchronicities, you're noticing coincidences, and such. Then that will bring us to stage three, which is you begin to have experiences. So after you have interest, interest will lead you to awareness. You will naturally, the more that you engage in your interest and gain knowledge, it will naturally lead you to awareness, because your awareness will begin to get heightened, and so you will start experiencing those things, and then your belief system is sort of beginning to shift at that point. And when your belief system begins to shift, that helps you to kind of let some old blocks down, which will allow you to come into the third stage, which will be experiences. Many times, this stage, you will begin to have experiences in your dream state. Your dreams, and or you might be seeing or hearing things as well. So this might be when you're seeing lights out of the corner of your eye, or you're seeing what feels like a person out of the corner of your eye, or somebody standing there and you look and nobody's there. Or that you might be seeing things. You could be beginning, some people start to maybe see auras at that time. Not everybody, that's not a super common thing. You might hear whispers in the middle of the night, your guide trying to, whisper to you. You might hear your name. Dreams, again, you might have astral travel dreams. You might have loved ones coming in your dreams. You might have experiences in your dreams that make you wonder what the heck is going on. You know, again, if you're at that stage three, these experiences will all leave you going, what is this? What is happening? What is going on? Was that real? Am I reading too much into this? And many times you will find yourself wondering that at stage three. Am I reading too much into this? Is this happening? Do I need to brush this off? Why that happens is because you actually don't have the knowledge, which is stage four. Stage four is the learning stage. That's when you've had the interest, your awareness is heightened, you start having experiences, and now you need to know. Now you need to research. You really need to know what the heck is going on. What is this caused by? What is that happening for? Why did I have this experience? And then you become a spiritual learning sponge. So many times when people are in a stage four, they start reading everything, because many times, again, they're trying to pick apart their experiences, and they're trying to figure out why their awareness is heightened. And they're trying to decide, does this mean anything? Is this mean anything? Does that mean anything? I'm having all these different experiences and I feel like my awareness has shifted, but they become unsure. They're still not quite confident in these stages because they don't quite have the knowledge to. So that would be like with the building the house thing. That would be like, you're pretty sure there's some tools in that toolbox, but you're not really sure that they're in there, and it almost is too good to be true, because if they were there, it'd make things a whole lot easier. But why would you have tools in that toolbox? Because you didn't put them there. It'd be kind of like that. So you start reading everything, going and trying to figure out, is there tools in the toolbox? And if there's tools, well, what's in there? And you try to figure out how to open it. You try to figure out how to get in the toolbox. So that would be stage four, the learning stage, the reading everything, the spiritual sponge, the trying to listen to everything. Many of my listeners are definitely in these advanced stages. Actually, I have a lot of listeners in all stages. And if you're in any stages, I just welcome you. And I hope that you're enjoying the journey. So that will bring us to stage number five, fifth stage, which is when, after you started reading everything that you can read, and you gain a lot more knowledge on understanding what these experiences mean and about your heightened awareness. So now you've read, you've gained a lot of knowledge, you start practicing at stage five. You practice. Might be through meditation, might be through spirit communication systems or whatever, but you begin to start practicing awareness. You begin to start practicing different meditations. You begin to just, you know, take some of the knowledge that you have and start trying to figure out how to integrate that into your everyday life and not make it foreign. Just an FYI on stage 4, stage 5, and stage 6. These are where people get stuck. They usually really get stuck in stage 4 and stage 5. If you're going to get stuck with psychic development, normally that's it. You're going to be stuck in the learning stage and you're going to be stuck in the practice stage. Why is that? Because you need to go to stage 6. Otherwise, you will just stay in stage 4 and 5. Sometimes people don't understand they actually need to go to stage 6 if they want to continue to develop. They think if they get to the learning stage, read everything that they can, read stuff on the internet, listen to all the audio files, they start doing the meditations and start doing that, that they should just then see a huge advancement, a huge development. They should then see progress. And that will happen to an extent, but it's going to then stop. You're not going to see progress that is just going to keep going on usually in stage 4 and stage 5. You're not going to see advanced progress. You're going to see progress for sure, but you're usually not going to see advanced progress because there's a lot more to psychic development than just having the natural ability to do something. So stage 5 would be like, okay, now you've got into the toolbox and now you're ready to use these tools. So you're going to take them out and you're going to start practicing. You're going to practice with the jigsaw. You're going to practice with the miter saw. You're going to practice, you know, using the nail gun. And the thing is that needs to bring you to stage 6. Where you go into the advanced stages of learning, where you get more guidance and potentially a mentor and take some classes. Because the advanced stages, which is stage 6, is basically learning the systems. So why wouldn't you learn that back in stage 4? Because there's so many layers to psychic development. That you need to first break down your belief system. You need to begin to understand that there's another whole different world going on that you are a part of that you never really paid attention to before. You actually were trained to not pay attention to it. So now you have to retrain yourself into understanding that there is this whole realm that you're working with. You need to retrain yourself with the foundational knowledge, which would be the learning in stage 4. So basically, you have gathered, you became interested, you became aware, you started having experiences. The experiences help shift your belief system. It helps you to shift it in a way that you start believing that you really are working with the spiritual realm or that it's a thing. Then you learn more about it. So you get the foundational knowledge. Then you begin to practice. You begin to practice with the tools. You begin to realize, but there's a system, just like there's a system to building a house. There is, you know, trusses have to be built. You have to have certain framing done on walls. You have to frame in windows a certain way. Otherwise, your house is going to fall down, right? You're not going to be able to weather a storm. You know, you have to have certain angles for your roof. You have to have load-bearing walls. If this system of building a house has been engineered and created, and there's a system to it. There is a system to working with your psychic senses and psychic development. There is systems that you need to understand and work with. And that's where the advanced learning, if you're serious about psychic development, that's where you'll land. And that will get you past any stuck stages or blocked stages. Because most people that, again, they get to stage 4 and 5 and they go, well, I already have this knowledge and I'm not advancing past where I'm at. I just don't have the ability. Like I must not have the ability. I mean, it's just not in the cards for me. And that's when their belief system starts to come back again that, you know what, I must not have this skill. That's not true at all. It really isn't. I mean, think about it. You literally, whether you wanted to build a house or not, if you put somebody through a house class, like if you had a mentor, if you had a carpenter there showing you everything about trusses and load-bearing walls and how to frame in windows and everything and gave you the tools and kind of worked alongside of you until you got confident enough that you had the blueprint to the house now, instead of just winging it and going, well, I have this wood and I have these tools, but I'm not really, you know, I don't really have a blueprint here. That's what the advanced stages are. That's what stage six is. You get a blueprint. You get a mentor. You get a system in place. You start understanding the whole process. You're taught how to do all these things to build the structure of your house, you know? And this is where you get serious. If you're really serious about creating some stuff and manifesting and using your psychic skills and psychic senses to help enhance your life, that's where you'll want to get to stage six. Now, for those of you who are going, well, great, and now I don't know where to go, this is not going to be a sales podcast or any of that, and don't take it that way. Take classes by anybody who you see fit, but this is exactly why I do the classes that I do. This is why I have my psychic ability class. This is why I am doing the spirit communication class. I do these classes to help you guys when you get to the sixth stage that you have somewhere to go. I don't just teach you all this stuff, you know, for everybody who's in the first five stages. I do teach a lot of stuff in the first five stages. You'll find all of that, you know, on iTunes. You'll find it on YouTube. You'll find it all over the place. In my Higher Purpose Learning Group, we're going through all the five stages. But when you're ready to get to stage six and kind of really get the blueprint to the house and figure it out and kind of work with your psychic development, that's why I do the mentorship. That's why I do the classes. If you're interested, you know, links will be below. Or, you know, you'll know. You get on my newsletter, whatever, because I only offer them so many times a year. But I have a super cool program coming out that you guys are going to love. So make sure that you get in the group or on my email list or something. You can get on my email list at keystothespiritworld.com, but or get in my group, because you're definitely going to want to know this cool stuff I'm working on, especially if you're interested in these psychic development stages. And then the last stage, which is stage seven, is the relationship with spirit and bond. You actually create a relationship bond with spirit. You create a relationship with spirit. That and by spirit, I mean spirit realm, your guides, your angels, your loved ones, whoever. That's where the bond begins to form, is in stage seven. That's when the confidence is there, the relationship is there. You can feel the relationship. You know how to work with that relationship. Your communication skills are good now with that relationship with spirit. And that would be stage seven. So to get to stage seven, you have to go through stage six. So that would be like, okay, now your house is created and you get to live in that house. That house protects you and gives you shelter, helps you feed yourself and do all these wonderful things. And you come and go and you maintain the house, you know, you have this beautiful creation that you've made. So that would be your stage seven, your relationship with spirit. The bond is then created. So I hope that you found this helpful. I'm going to walk through the seven stages real quick. Again, we have stage number one, which is interest. Your interest is peaked. We have stage number two, which is awareness. Your awareness heightens. Start seeing patterns and coins, or just your heightened awareness is there, which will lead you to stage three, which will be you'll start having experiences, normally through a dream state, but you will have some through possibly seeing or hearing, but experiences will begin to happen in your life, which will bring you to stage four, which is learning everything that you can. It's putting that foundational knowledge down and learning and growing from that and really gaining a platform for stage five, which is practicing. It's really important that you start practicing and implementing some of the knowledge that you have and sort of integrating that into your physical life so that you're working with your two worlds together, your two bodies together, the spiritual, the physical. That's where people get stuck, remember, stage four, stage five. They get that far and then they go, I can't advance any further. It's not for me. I don't have the ability. Not true. Not true. You just don't have, you haven't moved to stage six is why you're stuck there, which is getting more advanced in your, advanced and serious. It's where you're moving forward and to getting mentor and to getting your blueprint, your spiritual blueprint, your psychic development blueprint. That's at stage six. You're getting more guidance. You're getting the system. You're getting the psychic development system down stage six. That's again, that's where you want to take some classes, me, someone else, whatever. And that will help to get you to stage seven, which is that relationship and bond is solidified. And you begin to have a good working communication system with spirit. So hopefully this was helpful and love to see you guys in class if you are at a stage six or seven. If not, or if you're wondering about it, if you're wondering if class is open, because you might be listening to this podcast whenever I only open three times a year, you definitely go over to the Higher Purpose Learning Group. You can get to that through keystothespiritworld.com. Upper right-hand corner, there's Spirit Community. Click on that. But I will be, you know, talking about that more as we get closer. I do have a class. My psychic ability class is open right now, or will be, or might be open right now. You want to just go ahead and click on that link below and check. Or take classes from whoever. It doesn't have to be from me. From whoever you resonate with, you know? Okay. So hopefully, again, you enjoy this podcast. Have the most amazing day. Until next time, aloha.